Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit, or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
Hey, everybody, before we get into this week's show, it is launch week for the app, and we spent, me and my brother, on this episode, the first hour going over the functionality, how to use the app for the members, how to log in. All the information is there in the first hour, and I wanted to let you know, if you're a member tuning in on the app and you figured it out yourself and you don't need those instructions, you can jump to the 1 hour and 5 second mark where we spend the next hour talking about spookies and all that weird stuff that we talk about on the show. So the first hour is handling business, some good jolly conversation. The second hour is telling you some personal experiences we've been having here in the studio, at the house, on the road, and some top secret stuff that we're working on actually with, let's just say, Bigfoot bones. Very interesting stuff that we are quote unquote digging up. And I'm really excited about this episode, guys. So I just want to let you know, if you're a member and you already figured out the app, go ahead and skip to the 1 minute and 5 second mark. If not, and you want to listen to the jolly conversation and the instructional how-to, go ahead and listen from the jump here. And also, if you just want to know how to do it visually, all you got to do is go to the members homepage on the website, and we have the instructions on how to handle the app and use the app right there on the members homepage. There'll be a button you click and it will open up to a whole page dedicated to such instructions. Okay, that said, let's get to this week's show.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. And this is a special episode because we have in-studio guest that's not so much of a guest, but now an employee, Young Merc. Jack, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, I'm doing pretty well.
I think I said muddy, but it is what it is. Muddy. I was going to say man and buddy. Muddy.
Yeah, no, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Enjoying my time so far.
Yeah, so you started out as coming down to my house in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, helping me with bull crap whenever I needed help with bull crap. And, you know, over the years and stuff, you and I have talked about possibly doing something like this if I ever got big enough. And then I moved to Tennessee. So the challenge was, do you want to move to Tennessee? And apparently the answer was yes. I think you said yes before I even moved to Tennessee, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You said, would there be a chance you would want to come? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. You let me know when.
I remember having that conversation. And I didn't want to make you feel like you should move or force you in, because it's a big life decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it was right for me. It was good for my family, but it may not be right for everybody else. So I was like, man, you can come if you want. And I think you wanted to hear that I wanted you there. And so there were some miscommunications at first, but you are here now. And you have, how long have you been here working for the Confessionals / Merkel Media?
Just over a month, really. I mean, we got down here the 6th. Well, I started on the 6th of March. So really not that long. I mean, about a little bit over a month.
Has it fulfilled your dreams in life? Everything
yeah,
you've ever dreamed of.
Yeah, all my hopes and dreams, yeah. Yeah, to be my brother's assistant.
Well, there's worse jobs in the world, like killing bugs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't even say that's a bad job. It's just, you know, this is much better.
Yeah, you don't have to crawl underneath people's houses and look for, you know, rodent feces.
Or termites, or, you know, have spiders crawl on you.
What's the worst thing that you've encountered when it comes to somebody's home? Like being, because I mean, for people that don't know, you were part owner of a pest control company before you came down here. And so, you know, you did a lot of running around, and you did the on-hand stuff, and your partner did more of the clerical stuff. So what is the thing that you're like, man, I wish I didn't have to do this right now?
The worst thing I ever saw was was for sure this cockroach infestation that was probably either they didn't clean anything ever, nobody ever cleaned it, even when they bought the place, or it was just they were always there. But I mean, you'd walk in and they'd be just like, they'd be flying out from underneath the couch, they'd be running all over the place. So imagine all of those crazy, creepy horror videos you've ever seen that have all the bugs crawling everywhere. That's kind of what it was like. You couldn't walk in without crunching something.
And what'd you have to do?
We had to spray. That one we had to fumigate. Usually we don't do that because we were an organic company. So we would always try and, like, you know, organically handle everything. And it would take a little bit longer, but it would get the job done and you'd be free from toxic stuff.
Yeah.
This was wild. So we actually had to fumigate.
Just like, get the chemicals, get all the chemicals of the world.
And cockroaches, like, are probably the most resilient thing in the world. So they really didn't die as much as what you'd want. So you just had to keep doing it. And it was wild.
Keep nuking them.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we moved down here, we had a roach in our house. Remember that?
Yeah.
What kind of was it? Like a wood roach or something like that?
Yeah, it was either a wood roach or a water, like one more of the water bug type.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was just... It wasn't like, it was a nice clean house, you know, like we just moved in. I was like, why do we have roaches? Apparently it wandered in from outside the tree line. So I haven't seen any since then. Hopefully I don't see any more.
Yeah.
But they're not the kind, apparently always thought that like roaches were just, you know, if you're dirty, you got roaches. And it's like, apparently not all roaches are attracted to the nasty.
Nope. Yeah. So you're fine.
Yeah. I wasn't too nasty at least. The dirty.
No, you'll be good.
But so I mean, welcome to Merkel Media and all that fun stuff. We're gonna get into some interesting topics today. So I mean, we're gonna kind of bounce around a little bit. We'll josh around. But we're going to also talk about some weird things that have been happening here at the studio. We've had some weird things happen at the studio here. And if for people listening, my studio is not in my house. I lease an office space downtown. And it's interesting because when I first moved in here, the ladies next door, they have a hair salon and we share storage space. And the one lady told me that it's really creepy back there. And she didn't know what I did for a living. She's like, it's really creepy back here. I was like, well, the fact that you know that you don't know what I do for a living, you're saying that you must really mean it, you know? So we'll kind of get into some of that stuff. It's even some stuff at the house, which is just interesting. I don't try to make too big of a deal of stuff, but it's definitely something to be noted because of the synchronicities involved. We're going to talk also about the Washington trip I did last week and just some things that, you know, I maybe didn't cover on Tuesday's show because it involves you in a sense and I want to get your take on some things. But and then we're going to wrap things up with this new Bigfoot adventure me and the team might be going on here in the next month or so. I'm in communication with a guy that might know where the bones are of a Bigfoot. And I'm like, you serious, bro? And I don't know if he's serious or not, but I'm willing to take the chance. So we're going to tell that story and talk about how that's unfolding here later on in the show. But to jump things off here, I want to tell everybody that there is a app available now for the members. And we're going to talk about the app here shortly and all the good stuff that's involved in that, how to work it, and more importantly, how to log in your first time when logging into the app, because it is a little different than your login for the website. But I think everybody's smart enough to figure it out once I tell them. And if not, it's okay because we are here. Tech support is here, and tech support, all the tech support has the last name Merkel. There's Jack, Tony, and Lindsay. That's who you get. And most of the time it's Lindsay, but we're going to start migrating Jack into some tech support as well. And Jack's going to be doing a lot of back-end stuff. Basically, like he said, the assistant. I mean, he's going to know how to do almost everything I do, and he's going to be able to do it when I ask him to do it. He already knows how to produce the audio for the most part. He knows the processes for the podcast that we do, like Macro Aggressions with Charlie Robinson. You started producing that probably, what, a month ago?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah. And you've been doing the videos for that. You've been doing the audio for that. You've been producing Hammerlane Legends for years now.
Yep.
And that's the podcast that I started with my dad. And when we moved down here, I had to step away from the show because I knew what I was doing when I moved down here. I wasn't just moving to Tennessee because I wanted to be near the mountains, which was a huge reason why I moved here. But I knew that coming down here, I was talking about this to a lot of different people, that we are trying to turn Merkel Media, or no, trying to turn the Knoxville area into a kind of like a content creator mecca. And I think it's still in the works, but it's moving in that direction. We have a situation here where it's a great state to live, and we have Nashville, which is 3 hours west of here, which is a huge entertainment mecca. We have Atlanta, which is a huge music mecca, and that's what, 3 hours from here.
Yeah.
And so like this little triangle, I'm trying to be a corner of the triangle.
This is like the podcast right corner, yeah.
Yeah, so you got the country music and the filming out in Nashville, you got the music down in Atlanta, and we're trying to do the podcasting corner here in the Knoxville area, and I'm trying to make it so attractive that other podcasters move here. And I have talked to several of them that are strongly considering it. And one of them, I don't want to speak for him, but last I talked to him, he thinks he found a house in East Tennessee.
Oh, wow, dang.
So like he's looking to move here. And it's just been one of those things where it's a slow progress in that direction, but it is a progress in that direction. How did I get on that topic? Do you remember? What was I saying? I just kind of moved that way.
What was a good decision for you? Or
yeah, I don't remember.
Oh no, me doing things and you got out of Hammerlane.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go back to Hammerlane. So Yeah, I left the show when I moved down here because I knew I wanted to be building Merkle Media and the podcast. It takes a lot of time. I mean, you know,
yeah.
When me and Dad were sitting down on a Sunday afternoon to record, it was like, I would say we would sit down around 2 o'clock to get things going. We'd have an interview at 3 o'clock and then 5 o'clock. So yep. We're wrapping things up at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah. And then by the time the night's over, I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's a whole day ordeal. And
for sure.
When you have 7 days a week and you start weighing out the time, you're like, I can't have time for everything. And so something had to give. But the show's still going. Dad brought on a coworker from Pitt, Ohio Express to co-host the show with him. And they're still rocking that show. You're still producing that show. And they just put out a Bigfoot episode, didn't they?
Yeah.
What was that?
Bigfoot beer run.
What was that about, roughly? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, the guy basically, he's been a beer delivery driver for like 30 years or something like that. But he had a run in with, I don't want to give it the whole thing away.
No, give it away.
It's a pretty good episode. But he basically had a run in where he thought he had seen a Bigfoot while he was at a delivery stop. But I don't even know if that one made the show because he talked about that. That might have been after.
Really?
Yeah, now that I think about it, we should probably just bring it back on to have that one talked about too, because that was pretty good. He's seen a few things in his time because he's been doing it for so long, and he's over in Colorado. Right by the Rockies and everything. So
that's episode 152, Bigfoot Beer Run on Hammer Lane Legends. It's available in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast today. Go ahead and check out that episode and all the others. Next commercial.
That was a very long commercial.
But seriously though, I mean, check out Hammer Lane Legends. I used to co-host, if you want to listen to the older shows, I'm on there. And it's a show basically truckers talking trucker stuff and other stuff as well, obviously Bigfoot related. People, you know, the show kind of goes in and out of, you know, the transportation industry. And it's really formatted in a very similar way that The Confessionals is, where it's very conversational. If you're looking for another podcast to fill your ears with, maybe check out Hammer Lane Legends. You might like it. You might hate it, but you never know until you try it. So it is what it is.
That's true. Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, so that's one of the other podcasts that I produce. Yeah. And we're working on getting, you know, a little bit more integrated into this show and everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one that you do that. You're going to be producing Running Back Philly soon. We're going to be relaunching that. You and Big Josh from Black Diamond Guns of Gear and his friend are going to be doing a music podcast at some point here. Yep. I might be starting, I am going to be starting that other podcast I keep hinting at. That everybody's like, just drop it. I can't. I literally can't. You don't understand until you hear it. Like, you're going to understand why I have to be patient and make sure that everybody that could possibly talk to me for this will talk to me.
Yeah.
I need to know, because the last thing I have to do is, you know, put out an episode or put out a whole show, and then the person that I really wanted to talk to says, okay, I'll talk to you. It's like, come on, bro.
Right.
So, but yeah, there's that one. But then there's also I come across a lot of interesting people that have nothing to do with the paranormal, that they're just really interesting. And I want to talk to them, but I don't have a platform for that at this point. Cause if I started doing that with the show, I think people would be a little grumpy about it. So, you're tuning into for paranormal talk. And so that's what this show is about. So I think I might start another podcast where I just have people. It would be in studio though. I'm not doing remote for that one. That would be, everybody has to be in studio. So I don't know if it would be a consistent show or what. I don't know, but I just,
sure.
There's a lot of different things we're working on. Not to mention the video aspect of things. We have our cameras sitting here right now that we're not using at the moment, but we're looking at upgrading our camera equipment in the studio so we can really have some sharp looking images for in studio guests, and doing some more YouTube/Rumble stuff, because everybody knows I technically hate YouTube, but I'm just there for marketing purposes, because apparently there's a lot of people that follow me on YouTube that have no idea what a podcast is. And so I'm on YouTube for those reasons. But to be honest with you, the episodes that are on YouTube are like 100 episodes delayed. And that's because I don't freaking care. I don't like YouTube. And so if you're going to be listening to me on YouTube, you're going to be 100 episodes behind. So like, I just moved
to Tennessee at that time.
Yeah. Like I think I just came out with like episode 430 something on YouTube. I'm like, yep, it's 100 episodes behind and I don't care. So we also have the YouTube channel set up so that everything we upload goes right to Rumble, and so that's kind of like the backup spot, and hopefully Rumble one day takes off and we can just be like, let's just scrap YouTube and just do Rumble. But because there's actually episodes that we've come out with that I can't put on YouTube or else, you know, the channel gets disappeared. So
Absolutely.
Like, for instance, just even the episode I just came out a few weeks ago.
MKUltra?
Well, that one, but also the Mothers of Darkness one. I'm not putting that out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Jesse's on YouTube, but I'm not taking the chance of having something that she said on my show flag on YouTube. I'm not doing it. So that's a podcast only stream kind of gig. Maybe I'll actually, we'll make like a 5-minute video where it's just like me, welcome to the show, Jesse. And then a screen goes blank and just says, rest of the interview is on Rumble. You know, go check it out. Too sensitive for YouTube ears. But yeah, so we got a lot of stuff we're working on. And when I was talking about the idea of Knoxville area kind of blowing up to be a mecca, we also do have a YouTuber here, Brian. Black Mass, I think, is the YouTube channel. I think. But he does a lot of like going out looking for monsters in this area, and he puts it on YouTube. He's got like 30-some thousand YouTube followers, and we had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to take us out to places as well. And we're looking forward to that because he is somebody who's in this area doing exactly what we wanted to do anyways, which is hunting monsters in this area, like kind of taking it back to the roots, not the films that we do, but more you and I holding cameras and filming ourselves as we go, you know, hunting these things. So
yeah,
it should be fun, and he'll take us around, and we're going to do some collaborations with him where we all three of us go out together to the same place, and
yeah,
we shoot video of what we're doing. Maybe we even break off a little bit, but we're in the same area at the same time. And so people can see what Brian's doing from his vantage point on his channel, and we're doing what from our vantage point on our channel. So a lot of different things we're working on here. Can't come out with everything at one time, even like the YouTube/Rumble lunchtime show.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's a lot.
Yeah, there's just so much. Like every time we erase something from the whiteboard, there's like 3-4 more things that get filled right in.
Yeah.
So it just becomes one of those things on your mind. You're constantly thinking about, well, how can we get this out quicker? How can we do this quicker? It just takes forever in your head. So
yeah, well, it everything's a process. Everything takes time. And I've learned that if you try to rush things, it doesn't get done properly. And I tend to rush things, so a lot of times things get done not properly, and it doesn't come out as good as I thought it could come out. So yeah, that's some of the things we got going on. Welcome to Merkle Media /the confessionals/ Tony's assistant, Jack. Appreciate you being here. I got to think of a new prank for you on your birthday. In fact, I had an idea just the other day, and it slips my mind. I probably won't ever forget or remember it again, but I got to think of a new prank to pull on you, because that was a classic that people still talk about.
See, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'll still get texts every year.
Yeah, you get text messages. Just for people that don't know, tell them what happened on your birthday. Probably what?
3 years ago.
Was it three? I thought it was
2019. Okay. Or no, it was four.
I was going to say, it had to be four.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, I was way off in my head. So anyway, 2019, September 5th, I think it was like 2 days before or whatever, you dropped an episode. And you made sure to make a special announcement at the beginning of your show that it was my birthday coming up. Here was a number. Text him happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting like something over like 1,000 or 1,500 texts and calls that day. It was wild. And so still to this day, there's like, it's nowhere near that same number, but there's still like, if somebody had just found your show and they just heard that episode, they text me. I'll get a text occasionally on like a February afternoon, and they're like, just heard the show. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, okay. So it's, and it still goes on. It's, you know, but it's hilarious because I just like, that day I laughed so hard because it took me a little bit until I kind of figured out what was going on. But yeah, that's the recap. Now we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. But if, I'll think of something else, but if you guys want to bother Jack in a more kind, in an uninvasive way, you can follow on Twitter. You've been much more active on Twitter. Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's just Jack_the_producer.
You don't even know. Just look up Jack Merkel on Instagram and find the guy that says something about being a producer or something like that. I don't know. I think it's Jack the Producer is what I think it is on Instagram. We should probably look this up now that we're saying this. But it's Jack_the_producer. Just look up Jack Merkel. You see him with his arms crossed, looking all dapper. But he's getting more active on Instagram. Go ahead and give him a follow. Let's get him above 1,000 followers. Right now he's sitting at 722 at the time of this recording. So let's bump the kid up a little bit and give him something to live for. All right. So let's move into app conversation now. Let's talk to the audience, the members here, about what this app is.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.